Lilineshmas Abamari Zichrono Livracha. Simon Tetz on the Dalit. Right after the Bedika, any chametz that's left over, you have to be careful to put away in a spot so you don't have to bedik again tomorrow. The 10 pieces of bread should be put away. Some people have chametz in the house that they're going to eat the next morning and use the next morning. That should be in a special spot. And that way, if it's set aside in a special spot, then you don't have to do a new bedika in the morning. Oh, now, right after the bedika at night, Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Achar bedika miyad b'laila yivatrenu." We have to do a bittul right after the bedika. What's the idea? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that midaraisa bedika is enough. Once you check carefully and that's enough, your yotze, your chiyuv, and even if you missed a piece of chametz somewhere, you don't violate bal yiroya and bal yimatze, and that's enough. But Chazal were afraid that you might find a piece of chametz that you didn't find in the checking on Pesach, and you'll hesitate to get rid of it. Now, since you never mavato that chametz technically now is yours. And at that moment, when you hesitate, you violate bayirai bayimatzeh. Therefore, Chazal say we should also nullify the chametz before Pesach, yivatlenu. And that way, if you happen to find the chametz which you missed during the bedika, you find the chametz on Pesach, during that temporary moment before you quickly go get rid of it, you won't violate Bayirah because you had nullified the chametz before Pesach in advance. And that's, it's not yours, you're mafker it. And that's why Chazal were mesakein to do a bittul on top of the bedika, and you nullify the chametz, and you say in Hebrew, Kol chamira di'isei b'rishusei d'lo chazisei d'lo ba'arte, livat t'vav hefker k'afra di'ara. Any chametz in my possession that I don't see and I'm not going to destroy, should be nullified like the dust of the earth, and hefker like the dust of the earth. But what's the idea that I did not see, and I've not destroyed? Well, at night, you have chametz around. You have the chametz you're going to destroy tomorrow. You don't want to be mevatel that. The mitzvah is to burn, you're going to burn the chametz the next day, in the morning. We'll get to that soon, Bezer Hashem. Now, the mitzvah is to burn your own chametz. So you don't want to be mafkir the 10 pieces of bread that you just found, that you looked for, because then the next day when you burn it, you're not burning your own chametz, and you don't get the mitzvah, according to some rishonim. So therefore, at night, when you nullify the chametz and do the bittul, you specifically exclude the chametz which you see in front of you. But now the Ramah says, "V'yomer habittul b'lashon shemeivin." Say the bittul in language you understand. Most of us, many don't understand Aramaic well enough. So it's a good idea to read it in English as well. All chametz and leaven that is in my possession, that I have not seen and I have not destroyed, and that I do not know about, shall be null and onerous like the dust of the earth. You should make sure to say it in a language that you understand. Oh, so that's at night. Now it's the morning. So the Shulchan Aruch says, continuing in Sif Beis, V'tov lachzer levatul apam acheres b'yom yadalik. It's good to do bittul again in the morning. Why do you do bittul again in the morning? Well, because maybe some people leave over chametz for the morning for breakfast. Maybe some of that chametz you didn't get rid of by mistake and it got misplaced and it's around your house somewhere. So you have to do bittul on that as well. Oh, on that as well. And that you didn't do kavana, and that you didn't have mindset of bittul the night before, like we explained yesterday. So just in case, you either bought new chametz for breakfast in the morning, or you left over chametz that you're going to be eating for breakfast in the morning. That leftover chametz, which you then got rid of after you ate breakfast, maybe you missed some of it, and it's lying around somewhere. You don't know. You want to make sure that you don't own any chametz when Pesach starts, and therefore you're mevatel in the morning again. So how come you're mevatel twice, just to bittul in the morning? So the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, explain that no. Because we're afraid you'll forget in the morning to do the bittul. You can only do the bittul chametz when you still own the chametz. Once the chametz is aser b'hanah, once you can't derive benefit from it, then your ownership is weak and you can't do bittul anymore. So midaraisa, you don't own the chametz starting from halachic noon, the end of the sixth hour. Midarabanan, you don't own the chametz starting from the beginning of the sixth hour already. So once the beginning of the sixth hour comes, you can't do bittul anymore. We're afraid you'll forget to do bittul at night when you're doing the bedika. So together with the bedika, you remember to do the bittul. So that's why you do bittul twice. Once at night, and once again during the day. Now, you have to do the bittul before the beginning of the sixth hour. Because once then comes, you can't do bittul anymore. So the bittul should be towards the end of the fifth hour. And you want to burn the chametz. You want to do the bittul, the Shulchan Aruch says, after you burn the chametz. The Rama says, you want to delay the bittul until after you burn the chametz, because you want to burn your own chametz. Once you do the bittul, it's not your chametz anymore. You want to, and according to some Rishonim, you don't get a mitzvah if you're not burning your own chametz. So therefore, here's what happens. In the morning of Pesach, during the fifth hour, you burn the chametz. Then, after you burn the chametz, you say the second bittul, making sure to finish the burning and finish the second bittul before the beginning of the halachic sixth hour of the day. And that's how you do the bedika and the bittul at night, and the burning and the bittul during the day. And that's why we do it twice. In the bittul during the day, so then, again, it's best to say it in English. And the language is, all chametz and leaven that is in my possession, that I've seen and that I have not seen, I destroyed and that I have not destroyed, that I know about and I don't know about, shall be null and ownerless like the dust of the earth. Oh. The post came out on nowadays that the bittul during the day also is, let's say you sold your chametz to the non-Jew, but it turns out something was off with the sale. So that if there's a mistake in the sale by mistake, so the bittul during the day, which is all inclusive, includes that as well. Just before we leave bedika and bittul, I just want to mention something important, that if a person is leaving their home before Pesach, they have to do a bedika on the night before they leave. That's in the Shulchan Aruch from the Gemara and Daf Vav. And the Rama says, "V'lo yivarech az al bir chametz." You don't say a bracha on that bedika, because Chazal were only misakin a bedika when it's the real night, the correct night. That's how we paskin, and therefore you don't say a bracha on an earlier bedika. We learned already the bracha is al bir chametz, to destroy the chametz, so the bedika leads up to the bir. But here you're not going to do the bir for another couple of days, another week or two or something. So you don't say the bracha when you leave early. This is very gemaisa. A person who is in seminary or yeshiva, and they're going home for Pesach, so the last night before they leave their apartment, their room, their dorm room, they should do a bedikas chametz. But they don't say a bracha. Well, students who live in a yeshiva, or this is from guidelines, or a seminary, are obligated to do bedikas chametz in their rooms. If they intend to leave the yeshiva center before the night of the 14th, they should do bedikas chametz without a bracha on the evening before they leave. And that is the minhag. There's no need to put out 10 pieces of bread. That minhag is only done when you're checking in the house. And a person should say the bittul. And then on Erev Pesach, a person would say the bittul again. You know, for any chametz which he owned, which he did own, after the first bedika, the first bittul, before, between then and Erev Pesach.